Of evacuations in Australian history is underway as police escort convoys of vehicles out of fire-ravaged areas and a Navy ship is set to carry hundreds of people to safety in eastern Victoria. Last night, authorities declared a state of disaster across much of Victoria's east, giving police and firefighters the power to forcefully evacuate the population ahead of worsening conditions. Premier Daniel Andrews also revealed a second person has died in the Victorian fires. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, much of the southeastern corner is under a state of emergency, with people urged to leave ahead of severe fire conditions tomorrow.
We face unprecedented risk to life and property in coming days. If you can leave, then you must leave. We cannot guarantee your safety.
And the Navy will begin carrying people away from the bushfire-ravaged town of Mallacoota on Victoria's southeast coast this morning. Some 4,000 residents and tourists have been trapped since New Year's Eve. Up to 800 people will be ferried from the foreshore to HMAS Chules for a 17-hour journey west to Port Welshpool. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been met with hostility and criticism while visiting the New South Wales coast. Touring the fire-ravaged town of Cobargo, a firefighter refused to shake the Prime Minister's hand. There was another awkward moment with a woman who demanded more funding for the rural fire service. One man told the Prime Minister he's left the country to burn and should be ashamed of himself.